Isaiah 55. Come all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. So this is Isaiah 55, and I think this is a great Bible verse. It's inspiring. It's saying, hey, come on, man. Don't waste your money. Don't waste yourself and labor and hate your life and be miserable and go and watch sucky movies because you don't have any other choice. No, man, no. Like, there's so much more to life than what meets the eye. You look around you and, yeah, you know, we think we live these lives where we drive in traffic an hour or 2 hours a day, go to sit in a cubicle or do something that we don't like sometimes. Not everybody, some people though. I did that before. And we just think, oh, miserable, woe is me. If only my life was different, if only I could be enjoying myself. Well, guess what? You can't be enjoying yourself. You can do whatever you want to do. You're so free. We've gotten locked into this believing that we have to, like, live this life and play this game. And, you know, we don't. Just because the movies and TV shows say that this is normal and you have to go and live life this way, you don't have to do it. And what the Bible is saying in this verse in Isaiah 55 is like, dude, like, don't like spend yourself on not being satisfied. If you're not satisfied, go find something that satisfies you. And I'm not even saying you have to go to church. In fact, I'm saying don't go to church. Oh my God. Like, do you see a lot of people in church who are happy? Maybe some, you know, and if you see them and you think that makes you happy, go for it. But, I'm saying go find what satisfies your soul. Whatever that is, go find, like, what are the desires of your heart? And it's not, I promise you, well, it's not going to be luxuries. It's not going to be a bunch of stuff. I promise you, when you find what fulfills your heart, it's going to be going within. It's going to be looking and discovering what an amazing person you really are. And you are an amazing person. I don't care who's listening to this. You are amazing, an amazing person. And if you do learn, like, take some time to learn about yourself and who you are and what you desire and what you're capable of, man, woman, you are going to fall in love with that beautiful being in the mirror that is you, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. Thank you for listening.